Thank you. I'd like to inform all participants that the conference is now being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Ethic, who is PDP Worker Group call on Tuesday, 15 January. On the call today, we have Mark Anderson, Roy Ballisti, Don Blumenthal, Avery Doya, Christopher George, Alan Greenberg, Volker Grainman, Frederic Guillemot, Carolyn Hoover, Susan Gawaguchi, Mikey O'Connor, Susan Koster, Tim Morris, Jill Titzer. We have apologies from Ilya Bazlyankov and Marika Connings. And from staff, we have Barry Cobb and myself, Julia Charvelet. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thanks, Julia. I'll note that Lars Hoffman just joined from staff. Welcome, Lars. Let's see. First up is just take a look at this agenda and think about things that you'd like to change, and also if you have any updates to your statement of interest, we'll just take a pause for either of those. All right. The next thing that we wanted to do was just spin through the three sub-teams and get a quick update on how things are going. I'll just start off. Let's see, is Steve on the call? Hear his name go by. I think we'll wait on Steve. Alan, why don't you give us an update on how things are going on?
Well, as of 5 minutes ago, I can say I've kicked things off.
Way to go.
And I've actually looked at what we have to do, and I don't think it's particularly onerous. So I think, unless I'm missing something substantive, and I may well be, I think we've got some number of days of work on the email list to make sure that we've identified what the issues are we need to discuss. And I think one teleconference will do it. And that's presuming we get pretty much all of the input from stakeholder groups or constituencies that will be submitting it within the next week or so. And
I think the input from stakeholder groups is...
Since the deadline is last week, hopefully within the next week we'll get most of it that we're going to...
Yeah, we got a fair amount of mail on Marika and I.
Yeah, so I don't think we have an onerous job, and I suspect not doing much until we get the input has not been a bad move, although I can't say it was deliberate.
You know, sometimes it's like when you play pool. You claim the shot even when you didn't intend it.
Okay, I planned it all this way.
That's fine. Okay, Susan, are you commuting? Do we have to...
Not in the car quite yet. I must say, the flu got me last week, so I haven't done anything. But I will work on that today. How's that? I sent out an email before Christmas but didn't get... response, so I'll just ping everybody and see if we can get the discussion going.
Yeah, I think, as Alan was saying, I think it's going to be helpful to get the input because I think each of the subgroups is going to have a little bit of input that they can take a look at and digest. So, the input's starting to come in. Alan, just before the call, posted the draft from the ALAC, and others have come in too, so I'm pretty hopeful about this coming week. And get well soon. I hope you feel better.
I'm feeling better now. It's just some catching up from last week. So.
Yeah, I get that. I still don't see Steve in Adobe Room. Steve, Metallitz, are you on the call? No. I imagine I didn't see much chatter on their list either, so I would bet that the status is pretty much the same there. And again, I think the same answer applies, which is, I think we'll... Although Volker had an email that went by, now that I think about it a little bit, I did see some stuff coming of the authoritativeness one. And so I think we'll just acknowledge that. I see people are kind of waiting. So, Mark and Don, have you gotten in now? I'll run it through the phone. call to see if they've made it. Doesn't sound like they have. Oh, well. Okay, so the next thing is the template, which Marika sent out. Let me post this link. Yeah, Tim is saying the same thing that I recall, which is that Volker got a pretty good start, and Barry's ahead of me on posting the link. And let me get the stuff up on my screen as well so that we can read it together. Oops. I can see it. It's pretty small. That's easier for people to read. There we go. I saw this go by and wrote Marika a note back just saying this looks great. But I would be interested, especially in sub-team leader reactions to this or anybody else's reaction. My thought is that in a way, this kind of defines the subsections of report as well. You know, each of our questions could have chunks that look like this coming out of them. So I think it would be great to sort of take a look at these chunks and see if there's either redundancy or something that needs to get added. And my only question before I turn to the queue is that clearly, if we run into something that needs to change, it's not something that should be thought of as permanent. Seemed like a good start to me. Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how relevant the questions are to each of the subjects, so it may well be that each team needs to modify it or only use the ones that are relevant, but I have no problem using it as a template. The only comment I have is I think question 6 needs to be enlarged. I think we're really looking for, in each of these subjects, does the data imply that we are recommending ThickWhois, we are recommending not to use ThickWhois, or is it neutral?
Hang on a minute. I'm going to flash your screen a little bit because I want to get that into our notes. So hold on while I create some notes. Oh, sorry. There'll be a short pause while I dazzle your screen again. But this self-documenting stuff's important. And so let me try again. That's better.
I'm impressed.
Well, I should have done this ahead of time. You know, it's just one of those things that
could
have, should have, would have. Okay, so on question 6 is a little bit screwed up, and I'll fix this later.
Yeah, every new line formed a new section.
Yeah,
I
can fix that.
Do that afterwards.
Yeah, but let me get your thought in here, which is that, say that again.
I would suggest that 6 ask, based on the particular issue, is a ThickWhois recommended not to have ThickWhois, or is it neutral? I'm sure that word could be cleaned up, but essentially we're saying,
right,
does it push the you know, the boulder in one direction or another, or doesn't really matter?
Right. Yeah. I think that's a good change. I like that.
My other comment was just that the sub-teams I don't think should be, feel they're locked into this if it doesn't really apply in their case.
Yeah, I think that's the key, is, you know, not to get slavishly bound to this, but that if it's useful and helps the discussion, by any means, use it. And then as you dig in, I'm pretty sure that you'll run into other things like the idea that Alan just proposed, which is, fine, we'll bring that back to this group and fix it. But at least for me, it's always easier if there's a first draft to work from, and I thought this was a fabulous first draft. So, Barry, if you could tell Marika many thanks, I think this is a great contribution. Any other thoughts about this before we... I may throw this next one to you, Barry. I'm hoping that there might be a little document coming together, but just one last pause on these subsections to give people a chance to chime in. Okay. Barry, are you prepared to give us a little run-through of the statements that we've gotten so far? He said...
Yes, Mike.
Oh, good. Way to go. I'm going to then throw away sharing and let you take over. Unless there's something that you need to share, I'm happy to do that as well.
Yes, there's a PDF created of the review template.
Is it on the list? Should I go get
no,
it?
No, just if you can just give
just
me
store it back to you. Yeah, okay. I think you have control, so I will just get out of the way. How about that? Yeah, look at that. Cool. Take it away, Barry.
Okay, thank you. So far, what we have incorporated into this document are the responses received from various stakeholder groups and constituencies. I think at this point we don't have all of the responses yet. And if I recall correctly from Marika, I think that there was a request to try to extend out the deadline a couple of weeks just to make sure that we get some of the other statements in there. But that shouldn't stop us from going ahead and starting to review through what we have to date. What you'll see is that the review tool is divided up across the questions or responses that we were looking for from the stakeholder groups and constituencies. Basically, we can just start at the top and start reviewing these and look for a working group response for each statement. And then as we start to receive some other statements from the remaining groups, we'll throw these in and... probably have to go back and review them separately. So if it's is okay with the working group, we'll just start at the top with response consistency and move forward. And I'll review each statement and then open it up to the working group for discussion.
I have this is Mikey, a question. These are the same response consistency. Where's our? Do we have a sub-team for that? Because what I'm wondering... Oh, yeah, there it is. I'm wondering if in the case of the three sub-teams that are active, authoritativeness, stability and data escrow, and synchronization and migration, whether we want to throw the job of reviewing and analyzing these statements out to the subgroups first and let them incorporate the stuff in their work. Alan and Susan, what's your preference here? Would you rather have us go through these as a working group first, Or would you rather have a first try at them and then come back to us?
I would, it's Alan, I would divvy up the questions among the working groups and let the working groups do it. There's no point in us doing, you know, both of us doing it in parallel.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. Now, we've got three working groups where there are sort of, you know, you and Susan and Steve are already kind of appointed as leaders. One way we could approach this is spend a few minutes now on this call finding leaders for the other working groups so that then that divvy up process could happen today and all of the working groups could start digging into this as the responses come in. And the nice thing about having all this good stuff is that it gives you something to chew on. So anyway, Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, I would suggest if perhaps Barry could add a column or for each question, identify which working group it's assigned to.
Yeah, I think that the way it works is we have a subgroup for every one of these questions. That, you know, basically response consistency has a subgroup, which, as I recall...
Yeah, but in some cases, we group them together. I'm just saying so we don't duplicate work, if we can just identify for each question in brackets after it or something. Which
that's a good point.
That would make sure that we're covering all of them and not duplicating effort.
Susan, are you still with us, or are you back in the car at this point?
I am back in the car, but I agree with Alan that maybe we should go through it as a subgroup. And then I apologize. I have not looked at the document, so, you know, once I look at it today, I probably have a better idea. But it seems to me that if we go through and figure out what pertains to our subgroup and focus on that, it might work the best.
Yeah, I'm sort of leaning that way. I've always found that the process of going through these as a whole working group on teleconferences is a bit unsatisfying because it's sort of long and tends to be too long and at the same time too shallow. Now, Avery's chiming in on the other side of that, and I can kind of put words in her mouth as to why, but she may want to say so. My thought, Avery, though, is that maybe we let the subgroups do a first try. You know, I'm not saying that we don't do it as a working group, but that we give them a first crack at it. What do you think? Go ahead, Avery.
Okay, yeah, thanks. It took me a while to get myself unmuted, so that's what you're talking about. I actually tend to have two thoughts on this. One is I think we should start working through it when we've got everybody's answers, or at least since when we've passed the last of the elastic deadlines. I think going through them one contributor by a time as opposed to one topic at a time is probably not good.
Yeah.
The other thing I think is that while I'm all in favor of the work being done in work groups, the way I've seen it work best is when you've done a walkthrough of everything in the group. And yes, as you say, it is somewhat superficial, but you notice where the initial overall agreements are. And then the work groups take over working on those places that actually, you know, need the work after having done a full general run-through of what you've got. And that also is a good alert to people that say, oh, my word, I really do need to be in subgroup thing, as opposed to a priori saying, oh, my, I don't know what's going to happen anywhere. I better get involved in all the groups. So I think a first walkthrough. Other than that, sure, taking the work to the subteams, yeah, but not to start there. Thanks.
Got it. I like that idea because I agree pretty much with everything you said that I do like the walking through. What I don't like is the subsequent stuff where it seems like we often don't give complex issues enough time because we don't have enough time or else it stretches way out. So what's the reaction of the group to that idea that says we'll sort of continue this leisurely pace? I am conscious that this is leisurely, and I'm not terribly distressed that it's that we're not moving real fast yet, but I am conscious of it, and I am trying to figure out ways to get us moving a bit more quickly. But I do like the idea of waiting until all the contributions are in. And I note in the chat that the registrars have got something coming together, and I think Keith Drazik said maybe a couple of weeks for the registries. So I'm hoping that pretty soon we're going to have these, that once we've got them, we do a run-through of them all at the same time as a working group. That gives the subgroup folks a chance to hear some of the big issues. It also gives people a chance to decide which subgroups they really want to be in. I like that idea a lot, too. So I'm pretty entranced with that approach. Is there anybody that thinks that's a bad idea? Let's see. Weekly. I've lost the thread of the track of the chat. We're at a startup pace that's accelerating, and that weekly meeting it will accelerate. Yeah, I agree with that. And then, the registries are coming in next week. Oh, good. Tim's in with Avery. Good, good, good. Sounds like we have a plan here. Let's do that. And so to today's agenda, what that says is, no, let's not do the run-through today because we don't have the full set yet. And maybe we're done for today, unless there's something on people's minds. And I'm all for when we're sort of in the acceleration mode, not spending time arbitrarily. I think Roy is asking in the chat, should we set a new deadline? I can't remember. Does anybody remember if we have? Barry, I'm going to throw the ball to you on that one. Do you remember if we set a new deadline or just said, get your stuff in?
This is Barry. I don't think we sent out a new formal deadline, but there was communication across the groups that they needed extra time, and
yeah,
we haven't sent anything out yet.
Okay, so maybe what we should do is agree on one. Avery, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, deadlines are great. Deadlines are always elastic. But if we're going to say at this point that we started to do a walkthrough today but couldn't because there weren't enough viewpoints, but that next week for sure the walkthrough is getting through, so Barry has a deadline of, what is it, Monday? What is it, Friday? What is it, logical Friday, first thing Monday morning? I don't know. But if you want to be part of next week's discussion, you know, you've got this last reprieve. Because part of the original discussion, I think, is important.
Yeah. The ISPs are not going to submit. I decided it was silly to be the chair and write comments from the ISPs. So we're not going to do anything. Registries and registrars, do you think that you can make, if we were to throw out a deadline of, you know, end of this week, maybe for a draft, that we could drop into a draft version of this for a call next week? Anybody else that's on the call, if we sort of threw out that as a tentative goal, could we make it? Because if we could have them all done by the end of this week or maybe the weekend, we need to let Barry and Marika do some cutting and pasting to get this thing into the document. So we already have a deadline, 1/23. What's today?
15th.
Today's the 15th. Oh, so it sounds like we're shooting for 2 weeks from now for our walkthrough. Barry, go ahead. Your hand flickers up and down.
This is Barry. I was just going to point out to Don's chat statement there. They had kind of requested a two-week window, so that would give us until the week of the 28th or the 29th that we'd have all the responses in for review.
Ah, okay.
But again, if we are waiting for one or two groups to submit, there's still no reason why we can't go ahead and move forward with the statements that have already been supplied. Because it's going to take us, if we do this initial review, as just discussed, it'll probably take us at least two meetings just to get through all the comments before we divvy out to the sub-teams.
Yeah, it's sounding like the registries, and Tim is in the chat and Don is in the chat. Both are sort of saying, this week is tough. So why don't we Jill Titzer is saying, should we consider the upcoming regional conference interfering? Yeah. And I've got a similar problem that there's one in L.A. sort of at the same time.
Now, that's the following week.
That's the following week. Ah, okay.
So we'll be traveling that day.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. When's the ALAC meeting? Is it the 29th, Alan?
I would have to check, but give me a moment and I'll do that.
Yeah, because it may be that we're going to be on our oddball schedule, in which case everybody in the non-contracted parties of the GNSO are going to be sitting in L.A. that day.
But we could possibly just cut out an hour for all of us to do this meeting and then go back to the other nonsense that we don't know what we're doing for anyway.
Yeah, at least we kind of know what we're doing with this nonsense.
Exactly. So we could actually arrange for those of us that are in this group to have a space from ICANN to go off, do this meeting, because there's going to be so much silliness going on those 2 days anyway.
Yeah, that's true. And it would actually be great if that was the ALAC meeting, because then we could do it a little later in the day.
The ALAC meeting is next Tuesday.
Oh, rats. That's too bad.
That's okay.
It means we're doing it at 7 a.m. L.A. time.
if we don't have anything to do in this meeting, then we just don't have to reschedule. The thick who is, we can just cancel it for next week.
That's true. One way we could do this is
advice. I think there's some merit actually of waiting. If waiting an extra week means we have all of the responses to each question in, all the ones we're likely to get, I think there's some merit in waiting and handling them as a batch.
Yeah,
and to the extent being able to judge whether they are consistent with each other or at odds with each other.
And in terms
yeah.
of L.A. the week after, this is me jumping in, even though my hand is up, I totally agree with the whole waiting for the full batch if possible. I think that's important. And with those of us in L.A., I forgot about time warp. It'll be 7 a.m., so we can do the meeting easily in our rooms before we go off for the day's fun and festivities.
Yeah, although I was thinking I might see if we could, at least for me.
Okay, that's fine.
It would be nice to have a space at ICANN. They open up pretty early out there. I've, when I was out there for that ill-fated whatever it was meeting, it was they were all going at 7. So anyway, okay, that sounds like a plan. So it sounds like the plan is let's not push people real hard on this date. If back to the R&Rs, is the 23rd going to be a push because of the meeting in Amsterdam? What do you guys think about that? Barry, go ahead.
Yeah, Mikey, this is Barry. As of right now, based on the feedback that we've received thus far, the 23rd is the registry stakeholder group's deadline. And so far, that's the latest date of the groups that we've heard a status from as to which it would be submitted. Of course, we can easily have all of that incorporated into the final review tool for a meeting on the 29th. And it sounds like there's agreement that we should wait till all responses are combined together in one document. However, we are missing next week, the 22nd, for our normal meeting schedule. So we might want to think about whether we want to have the meeting, and if we do, what would we like to accomplish in that session?
Yeah, I'm inclined to cancel next week. I don't feel any strong need to do anything else. It does seem like these documents are the thing we really need, and then we'll sort of aim for the 29th, which means that the 23rd deadline could move, become more fluid if people need it, as long as you get it to Barry and Marika in time to be summarized for the 29th.
I think we should keep it at the 23rd deadline as much as we can, even though we know people will come in late.
Yeah, okay. Let's do that. Don is typing. We'll let Don jump in. Somebody else wanted to get in?
Mikey, I was just, this is Barry, just to also follow up. Our normal time for this meeting, if we did host one on the 29th there in at the ICANN facility, it luckily is 7 a.m. California time, so I don't think we'd need to reschedule the call to a different time to accommodate for what's going on there in L.A. However, I will need to try to probably find those a separate room there in the facility.
Yeah, I think, you know, we could do a little poll and figure out who's going to be there. And then, you know, my guess is some little conference room somewhere would be fine. We could just sit around a speakerphone and make faces at each other.
There. You could do it from your hotel room anyway.
Yeah, right. I just hate doing it from the hotel. I don't know why.
Okay, sorry.
But it's okay. It's just a personal quirk, you know?
No,
we're all allowed,
though. I think it's lovely having a room to do it, and I'd probably make it, but if I didn't, I'd still have a second option to do it from my hotel room.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I think we have a plan. Don is suggesting that fluid and deadline are not a good idea to put in the same sentence, which is probably true. So let's leave the deadline firm and have people try to get that done before you go to the intersessional meeting in Europe. And we'll cancel next week. We'll do the 29th as usual. Barry, maybe you and I can figure out a way to determine how to get a room in the DoubleTree so that we can meet. Since we're meeting in the same building as the hotel rooms, does seem like we could figure that out.
But we were meeting at the mothership.
No, I don't think so. I think it's at the DoubleTree. I think we're actually meeting in the DoubleTree.
Oh.
So I think it's an elevator ride difference.
Oh, well, that's easy. I can see
that. Somehow we should be able to get this figured out. Okay, I think that's it. Anything else on people's minds before we wrap up? But you know, I got nothing else. I'm actually feeling okay. I'm feeling better now than I was going into the call as these comments come in. All right, going once. Aubrey's typing. You want to speak?
Nah.
Nah. Okay. I think we'll call it a day. Julie, can you wrap up the recording and the call and all that stuff? And we'll see you all in 2 weeks, not next week. We'll skip next week's call.